You're with Raph.
Each week I ask you to think of, recollect, remember a part of Melbourne. This week, your unofficial history, the bike paths around Melbourne, the Capital City Trail and beyond. Thanks to lockdowns, of course, there's a huge increase in people using them. But here's some of the stories you had to share, including this from Dave in Gippsland.
Raph, what you've got to consider is that it used to run from the boat sheds to Chapel Street. And the coaches, the rowing coaches, used to ride along carrying a metal megaphone.
They still do.
And shouting at the crew as to what they were doing wrong. Now, every so often, a coach would end up in the Yarra because he wouldn't watch him where he was riding. So he'd go over the bank and into the Yarra. Because I was a schoolboy rower then.
Oh, right.
So yes. I'm rowing up and down that stretch of the Yarra with the coach shouting at the crew.
Did you ever see anybody, any of the coaches fall in on their bikes?
I remember seeing one. Yeah, that coach did it once, yeah.
Was they were they a popular coach or an unpopular coach?
Oh, they're a popular coach.
Right, okay. Yeah. Here, of course, to celebrate the Capital City Trail is the head of the Bicycle Network in Victoria, Craig Richards. Hi there, Craig.
Hi, Raph.
Tell me the bit you like the most about the Capital City Trail.
Oh, look, fantastic. Yeah, it's 29 kilometres. You could go on the Capital City Trail and say, I'm going to knock it over in an hour and a half. But what I love about it is you can take your time and you can see some incredible parts of Melbourne, from Abbotsford Convent to AMI Park, South Bank, Jeff's Shed, the wild animals at the zoo, the farm animals at the children's farm. There's so much to see. It encapsulates Melbourne. There's times you feel like you're in the city. There's times you feel like you're in a park. There's times you feel like you're in the bush. It's just a great way to get out, see part of our great city.
Is it possible to say, like, when it started, when they built the first bit?
It is. So, look, the Capital City Trail, it was first conceived really in 1990 it was started. It was finished in 96, which was a pretty big year for a lot of people, particularly as it went through the Fitzroy area. Of course, that was the time Fitzroy lost its beloved football club. It moved up north, but it did gain the Capital City Trail. Some of the land had been reserved and some of it was made possible because part of the Inner Circle Railway was actually closed. And one of the other little-known facts...
Sorry, can I interrupt, Craig? The Inner Circle Railway, that's the bit, what, out of North Fitzroy and up through Parkville and into Royal Park, that sort of thing?
Yeah, that's correct. And there's some great old photos that you can see there of steam trains running through there in the old days. And it's not that long ago. And it was this sort of deserted piece of land, really, that looked pretty ordinary in the 1980s. This idea was come up with, and in 1996 it was opened. So 25 years later, it's been improved along the way, and now it's just one of those great facilities that Melburnians love.
Does it get used much?
Oh, huge amount. You know, one of the other interesting developments on it is just at a place called where there's a bike shop called Velo Cycles in Fitzroy. About, I think it was like the mid-2010s, they put a counter there, and in 2017, for the first time, that counter hit the 1 million mark of people on bikes every year. So the number of people's gone up, and particularly also we did a lot of counting during lockdown, and we saw then that numbers almost tripled during lockdown for that period in April last year.
Yeah, of course. So Keith Dunstan, I want to play a little bit more of him from the archive because I had no idea, as well as being the original AFL, being the Anti-Football League, which is how I remember him from when I was, must be when I was at school, I think he was the first person to head up the organisation you're a part of. Before I come to you, Craig, I want you to remember everything that's said in this little piece of audio, okay? I want you to see if you can say it in precisely the same way. Because here he is in 76, Keith Dunstan, arguing that more of us should get on our bikes. But he was really waving a very big stick. He wanted the authorities to give us a bit of a push start.
The only people that did take the bicycles, if only they were given the sort of official encouragement to take the bicycles, then most of the city's traffic problems, freeway problems, public transport problems all be solved. It would be cheaper for the government to give everybody a bicycle. You know, give them a $150 bicycle each to every person in this town would be cheaper than building all their fancy freeways and so on.
Craig, is that still part of the bicycle networks? Thanks for the bell. Is the bicycle network still pushing for the government to buy us all bikes rather than build freeways?
Well, interestingly, you know, recently what we've seen they've done in some countries in Europe and they've just done it in France with a new e-bike which is taking the world by storm. In those countries they've had a clunker scheme, so you hand in your old car and they give you the cash to buy an e-bike.
Oh, right.
And we have started saying that's something we should look at in Australia as well because it's a good way, as Keith one of our great founding fathers mentioned, is that it's a great way to make sure we solve congestion both on the roads and on our public transport system as well.
I should mention there has been a few people shot at on the bike trail, which is terrible because there's obviously been people mucking around with things they should not have been. I'll get to those messages. But Craig, let's keep it simple. If I've never been on the Capital City Trail, but I've got a bike that I reckon's okay for a short little go, where would you suggest I start?
Look, one of the great places people love starting is at Princes Bridge if you're in the city, but really start wherever's nearest your home. That's what I say. Find the place that's easiest accessible, that you can get to easily, and jump on and you can have a great day exploring. But we don't, if people are just saying, I just want to start somewhere, Princes Bridge is a great place to start. You can get a great view of the city, head off down the Yarra. People tend to go in the counterclockwise direction, just seems to be the way they do, and you end up there. But, you know, you head down the Yarra, up through Richmond, into Abbotsford, and Dyke's Falls tends to be another good place that a lot of people love to see. But I think it's a great way. You don't need a special bike. As I say, it's not that far. You can take your time, take it slow, see parts of Melbourne, and really enjoy yourself.
Thanks so much, Craig.
Fantastic. Thanks so much for having me. And to anyone out there, go and see the Capital City Trail.
Craig Richards is the head of the Bicycle Network. Colin in Flemington picks up the Capital Trail. Flemington all the way into the city via the zoo, Merry Creek and the Yarra. He reckons it's about 20 kilometres, just over an hour's ride. Lovely. Charlie shares his memory of him getting attacked by a duck. Vivian asking, is it only me who gets lost nearly every time I ride it? Nope, you're not alone. Stephen also points out this conundrum. My wife riding on the Capital City Trail having to explain to two tourists that the trail doesn't actually take you into the capital city. Signage? What signage? James says it's not just cyclists who love the path. For him, it's been a Sunday long run route many a time. It's a favourite for marathon runners in Melbourne. And I love this from Ellen. When she avoided a snake while riding her bike toward the Collingwood Children's Farm, she warned the woman and man riding downhill just before the farm, "I just saw a snake!" Was it wrong to giggle to myself as I heard that woman squeal during their entire descent? Probably. And Laura reckons she just completed the trail for the first time on the weekend and loved it. So get out there, get on your bike, enjoy it, be good to the other cyclists, be good to the other vehicles, be good to the walkers. And that is your unofficial history this Tuesday.
You're with Raph Epstein.